can make a connection to one of the verses. We still have enough time.
Hmm.
So. So we are in Parashat Vayera, section 26, Pasuk 374. We'll start with Oshem Yehud. Oshem Yehud Kutcha Bresu Vishkin Tebit Kilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Liakta Lashem Yudhe Bavate The Yehuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu ma'asei yadenu kodenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kodeneihu. Ve'i teima vayomer ha'ashem el ha'satan. Yigar ha'ashem lecha v'gomer tachatzei. Akein amei le'moshe basne diktiv. Vayera malach. Hashem elav, v'la bat eshuktiv, v'yar. Hashem ki sar lirot, l'zimnin malach. Hashem u'zimnin malach u'zimnin. Hashem u'vgin kamar. Leya yigar Hashem, v'cha asatan, v'lo amar hinani goer b'cha. The translation. You may say that it, since it is written, and Hashem said to the Satan, Hashem rebuke you, Satan. Therefore it is Hashem who says so, and not an angel. Come and see, this is in the bush about which it is written. And the angel of Hashem appeared to him in a flame of fire. And when Hashem saw that he turned aside to see, sometimes it is written the angel of Hashem, sometimes an angel, and sometimes Hashem. Therefore, hear as before. And Hashem said to the Satan, may refer to an angel as with Moses. This is why he said to him, may Hashem rebuke you, Satan, rather than I hear I rebuke you, Satan. Hashem, who had said this, it would have been written, I hereby rebuke you, Satan. Therefore, we conclude that the one who said this was an angel. The Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, it makes definite points. That it seems logical. I hate to use the word, but
well,
you recognize Hashem's voice by maybe saying "I," and is at other times if it actually names the angel of Hashem, and we've seen it in the other passages, references similar. I think it was with Moses.
Yes, it was with Moses.
Journey, you know, sometimes it's the angel.
Yeah. In my opinion, these differences in the words have meaning, but the Zohar doesn't always explain the meanings, because it's, on one level, you're supposed to know it yourself and really make that connection, and on another level, you know, clearly Hashem would never miscommunicate, so Hashem would never say, angel, when it's him speaking, because that would be misleading to people. But if it doesn't say I, meaning Hashem, then there are different ways of it being directed, and those different ways refer either to different angels, different levels of consciousness, or some significant difference, even if we don't know what that significant difference is. But that's my opinion.
Right. This is one I'd like to read without Rabban Oshlag's comments that are in capital letters and see the difference.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we see on OP when Hashem is speaking himself.
Yes.
Occasionally you see Ani, but most of the time it's Anuhi.
So actually, I don't think you ever see Ani if Hashem is speaking. You'll see sometimes Moses is speaking. He'll say Ani, and at other times it's Anuhi. And again, that's really an indication of his level of consciousness when he's saying the words.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've seen the word Anohi with Hashem, of course, and with Moses.
And with Adam. Adam, too.
And with Adam also.
Yeah.
But with Adam, you also see it in a different, you know, he says Ani sometimes as well. So it's really hard to know other than it implies a different level of consciousness. So let me read it without the Rabbi Ashlag's comments. You may say that since, and Hashem said to the Satan, Hashem rebuke you, Satan. Come and see. The same is true of Moses in the bush, about which it is written, and the angel of Hashem appeared to him in a flame of fire. And when Hashem saw that, he turned aside to see. Sometimes the angel of Hashem, sometimes an angel, and sometimes Hashem. Sometimes Hashem. This is why he said to him, "May Hashem rebuke you, Satan, rather than I hereby rebuke you, Satan." That's the end of the verse without any of Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Did that give you any clarity?
Well, I think you would have recognized pretty much the same thing. I kind of felt like all the words were a little bit of a hindrance. You know, the capital letters that left. When it said, where was it? And the angel of Hashem appeared to him in the flame of fire. Is that the burning bush? Is that the reference to the burning bush?
Okay. That's a reference to the burning bush.
Okay.
Let's go forward to verse 375.
Okay.
Tahatse ke gavada. Vyoma dishtaka dina bialma kucha barichu yatev al karsiya yo didina kedenishtaka hai satan vyaste leela wetata vishtaka ihu vechabala alma. The translation. Come and see. The same applies when judgment hangs over the world and the Holy One, blessed be He, sits upon the throne of judgment. Then the Satan, who accuses above and below, comes to destroy the world and snatch away the souls of the human beings, because the Satan is also the angel of death, as is already known. My commentary is the Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I don't like the word snatches away.
Well, how which way would you describe it? What he's actually doing is attracting you out of the body, attracting the soul out of the body.
Mm-hmm. Wonder which word it is in the Aramaic.
Well, the last word is nishmatin, which means the nishama.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably wili to.
The word in front of it. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because if you look at the English, you disregard the capital letters, because that's Rabbi Ashlag, and that's not printed in the Aramaic. So it's really the last word is nishmatin, meaning the plural of the nishma shama. So it's either that, snatch away is an idiom, so it's probably that one word, because there's a comma right after or right before that word.
Well, I think the reason it makes me uneasy is because, to me, when is there not a time that judgment doesn't hang over the world? It seems like there's always something going on somewhere that affects everybody today. You know, it's no longer a small world. The whole world is our world.
But the Zohar was written for every generation.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be right today, because there is so much judgment impending over the world, and that's what all of the virus is about. But, you know, if you go back into generations in the 1500s and the 1300s and the 10,000, you know, the thousands, it really doesn't make sense. But how else would you translate it, basically? Satan comes to destroy the world and attracts the soul out of the body. That's, you know, the Torah doesn't like extra words, so.
Oh, doesn't the Shekinah do the same thing? Shows up at the same time. You look upon her beauty, and that's going to separate you as well.
Yes, but that's by choice. Remember, Tzaddikim choose to leave this world, right?
Right.
So it's always the Shekinah. But it's the Satan acting as the Shekhinah for the Rasha, for the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
But the Tzaddikim, it's the Shekhinah. But essentially, it's this light that attracts the soul, but it cannot resist it. But the Tzaddikim is in control of the body. It's in control of the soul. The Tzaddikim can resist the Shekhinah's light. That's why we say the Tzaddikim choose to leave. Because, yes, it's that their time, the Shekhinah shows up, and they resist. They don't have to leave. The Tzaddikim, at certain levels, obviously not every person we call a Tzaddik, but at certain levels, they choose. They don't have to leave. If they feel that they have some additional work they want to accomplish, then they will plead a case in the upper worlds before that date arrives.
Well, I guess the positive side to snatch has the sort of insinuation that it's a quick thing. You know, if you snatch something, grab it fast. And so it might just be a turn of your head and you see the light, you know. And that might be a positive thing using the word snatch.
Well, we're finished with section 26, so.
Well, it was an interesting section.
Yes. And let's see what next week is, what section's name is.
And the elders of that city shall break the heifer's neck in the ravine.
That's a very famous mitzvah that nobody understands, so that should be interesting, too.
It reminds me of Jacob and Joseph studying that particular passage before he was thought to be killed.
Right.
So maybe.
It'll be interesting next week.
It will. Okay. Always interesting.
And I will say, it's a little early for Shabbat Shalom because I hope we'll all be together for the late class tonight. And also, it's Kodesh Tov.
Yes. Did you get the handout on the website?
No, I haven't. I have to do that tomorrow.
Okay, because I like to read it over. I can see the mistakes better. Not mistakes, but date.
No, yes, the handout is there, except the additions I haven't put on yet. If there's going to be, there may not be any because of it being Shabbat. Some people just didn't, you know, everybody's in the same approach. They need to clean for Pesach, and they run out of time usually.
Yeah.
So.
I had gone on the administrative pages and already gone through it, but then I can see it didn't, without all the symbols, I've left the date off. So anyway, I'll check.
You have a beautiful evening.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, Hanno. Shalom.
Thank you, Brandy.